Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Olea HaShalom. It begins at the very top of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar edition with the words Tani Asara Kosos. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Begins the Gemara. Tani we have learned in a Brisa. We are going to continue to speak about drinking wine at the house of an Oval as we were discussing on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And as the Masoras HaShas points out, this price is brought in Ksubas on Daf Ches Amud Beis, but actually as the Pnei Moshe and the Masoras HaShas as well point out that the source of this price is in Masechta Smachas Perik Yudalid, Halacha Yudalid. Says the price, Asara Kaisis Shaisim Bevesa Oval. In the house of an oval, they used to drink 10 cups of wine. Shnayim Lefnei HaMazon, two were drunk before the meal, and Rashi in Ksubis there on Daf Ches Amud Beis explains that these served like appetizers, which caused a person to have a desire and an appetite to eat. The Chamisha B'Toy Chamazon, there were five cups that were drunk while the person was eating. Again, Rashi in Ksubis explains that the purpose of these five cups was in order to help in the digestion process. The Shloisha La'achar Hamazon, and there were three that were drunk after the meal. And now the Gemara is going to explain to us, although the Gemara doesn't explain what the first two before the mazon, the five during the mazon, that was, we quoted Rashi in Ksubis, but the Gemara itself is going to explain to us what was the purpose of the three that were drunk after the meal. Says the Gemara, Elu Shloisha Shalachar HaMazon, these three koses that were drunk after the meal, what were the purpose of these three koses? Echad Labirchas HaMazon, one was for benching, because they benched Al HaKos, using a kos. The Echad L'Gemilas Chasadim, and one was for those who did acts of kindness, as the Pnei Moshe explains. Bishvil Kvod HaMenachemin HaBoen L'Gmol Chesed, this was in honor of those people who came to be Menachem the Avelim, and they were doing chesed with the mourners. And the third one, Ve'echad L'Tanchumei Avelim, as the Pnei Moshe explains, L'chvod Avelim Atzmon U'Lenachem Oysom. The purpose of the third cup after the meal was in order to actually help in the nechama of the Avelim over their loss. So we have a total of two before, five during the meal, and three after. That equals a total of 10. However, continues the Gemara, Ukishemeis, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. That's the way we have the Girsa here in the Yerushalmi. However, the Shini Nuschois and Ois Aleph tells us that we should be Goyris, Kishemeis, Rabban Gamliel, not Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, and this would fit in much better with what the Gemara is going to say in a few lines, that Rabban Gamliel did something special, that in his honor they added more kosos, and one specific kos in the honor of Rabban Gamliel. So for the flow of the Gemara, it would make more sense to be Goyris here, Ukishemeis Rabban Gamliel, and when Rabban Gamliel was Nifter, Hoisifu Alem Oichleisha, they added another three, and now there was a total of 13. What was the purpose of these additional three? Echad L'Chazen HaKnesses, one was for the Chazen, which the Rosh Cirillo says, in the bottom right-hand column, the third line of the Rosh Cirillo, Divya Maskel, L'chazen HaKnesses, Shamish, Shekarei Ha'am L'Shtadel L'Mitzvah. This is the Shamish who calls the people to be Mishtadel in doing mitzvahs. On the other hand, the Pnei Moshe explains that the Chazen HaKnesses and also the next kos that was done in the honor of the Rosh HaKnesses, we'll soon see who this refers to, but these people, says the Pnei Moshe, in the left-hand column on top, on the third line, Lefi Sheheim Hoyu Misaskim B'Meisim U'Bishar Tzorchit Zibur. Both the Chazen HaKnesses and the Rosh HaKnesses were busy with Mesim and other needs of the community. So in their honor, they made one cup for the Chazen HaKnesses and one cup for the Rosh HaKnesses. The Mara Fulda tells us in the right-hand column Rosh HaKnesses, Parnasim HaMevazbezim Mois La'aniyim L'tzorchei Kvura, that the Rosh HaKnesses was not as the Rosh Cirillo says, that Rosh HaKnesses refers to the dying of the Kehilla, but rather the Rosh HaKnesses refers to the Parnasim, those who spent money, their own money, for Aniyim, for the purposes of burial. And these would be the president, the board of trustees, that would be included according to the Marav Fulda in Rosh HaKnesses. So again, the Rosh Cirillo is learning Rosh HaKnesses, the Dayan, and the Marav Fulda is learning that it's the president, the board of trustees. And finally, Ve'echad l'Rabban Gamliel, and they gave one additional kos in honor of Rabban Gamliel, says the Pnei Moshe, left-hand column, fifth line, L'chvoida, in the honor of Rabban Gamliel. Why? L'fisha b'rishayna ha'isa ha'itzos ha'meis kasha l'kroiv of yaiser mimisasai. In the beginning, when somebody died, his burial was even worse to the family than his death, because they, at that time, they used to bury all the mesim in silk shrouds, silk tachrichim, and many poor families could not afford to bury in silk. And what they did in desperation, they left the mace in the open, and they were relying that the tzibur, the community, would go ahead and bury their mace. And in order to stop this custom, Achibor Rabban Gamliel came, v'noa kalos ba'atzmai, and he, although he was the nasi and deserved to have a high-class funeral, but he told the people that when he dies, they should bring him out in linen shrouds. V'hitzi uhu b'chli pishton, v'nogu kolom achrov kain. Once he did it, once he broke the ice, then everybody else followed, and Mason became buried in linen shrouds, and this was affordable to the poor. And because of the takana that Rabban Gamliel made, they established another kos, a third kos, in his honor. And that's why, as we explained before, the Shini Neschois would seem to be the correct girsa here, that Ukshemes, not Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, but Ukshemes Rabban Gamliel, they hoisif alem oid shloisha, they gave another three, and one specifically for Rabban Gamliel, because he was the one who made this takana which helped the aniyim. So now it comes out that in the time of Chazal, they had a total of 13 koses that were being drunk in the house of an oval, 13 koses of wine. Now, says the Gemara, what happened when they began drinking 13 cups of wine in the home of the Ovel? Many people became intoxicated. Says the Gemara, Vekivin Shiro Bezdin, when Bezdin saw Shehoi Mishtakarin V'holchin, that they were continually becoming intoxicated, Gozru Alein, they made a Gzeira on Kal Yisrael, Vechzirim L'Mekayman, and they brought the drinking of the kosas of wine back to its original way. Now, what does this mean? We have a Machlagis Rishayim. The Ramban, and so we will soon see, the Charedim brings down the Mordechai, that this means that they were mevatel all 13 koses. Not only the three additional koses that were instituted after the Patira of Rabban Gamliel, but even the original 10 koses, all 13 were batel, as the Rambam in Hilchos Avelos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud, says, that the Ovel is only permitted to drink a little wine in order to help in the digestion of the food that he is eating. However, he's not allowed to satisfy himself. Let us look in the Charedim, who brings this down, in the third line of the Charedim on the right-hand column, Upirish HaMordechai, Seif Moed Katan, Shabbatum Legamri, that the Gemara means here, they were mevatel all the kaisis, the additional three plus the original 10. Hainu Kedekesafti B'Shem Ramlil, this is what I said before, the Charedim had quoted this Rambam on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Ein Shoyes El Ma'at Lishroyes HaMaichel, he only drinks a little bit in order to help in the digestion of the food. Loyal Ravis, but not to satisfy himself. However, Rashi in Ksubas on Davches Mebeis says that Hichzirim L'Mekayman does not mean they were mevatel all the cups of wine. They were only mevatel the additional three that had been added after the Patira of Rabban Gamliel, and they remained with the original 10. And so we can find in the Rosh Cirillo, in the bottom right-hand column, the last line, Divri HaMaskel Lazir Mukaimim, La'asara Kaisis the Takana Rishayna, the Rash Cirillo is learning like Rashi in Ksubis, that they were only Mevatel the additional three, but the original 10 stayed. However, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Mordechai, and that seems to be the Minig Bismanazeh, that the 10 kosas have become bottle also, and all that an oval can drink as far as wine goes is to help in his digestion. However, he's not allowed to satisfy himself with drinking a lot of wine. I'd like to give a brief introduction to the next Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss whether a Kohen is allowed to be metameh himself if his Rebbe is nifter. And the connection of this sugya here is because the Gemara is going to bring in the fact that an oinein, someone who lost his relative before the kfura, before the burial takes place, is prohibited to drink wine and to eat meat, as we have learned before on Daf Lamed Gimel. And that's why the Gemara brings this related inyan, as we will soon see that this inyan is related to an oinein not eating meat or drinking wine. We also know that a kohen is permitted min haTorah to contaminate himself, to be metame himself, to his father, his mother, his brother, his unmarried sister, his son, his daughter, and his wife. Now, why would I think that he can also be metame himself to his Rebbe? Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, Daf Lamed Gimel, tells us that if a father lost an Aveda and a Rebbe lost something, who should the Talmud, who is the son of a father and a Talmud of a Rebbe, for whom should he give the Aveda back first? Should he go for his father? Should he go for the Rebbe? And the Chazal say that he should go for his Rebbe first, because his father brings him to this world, and his Rebbe brings him into the next world as well. And as the Haredim brings down here, in the first medium-wide line on the right-hand column, the Pasuk in Dvarim, Vishinantam Levanecha, you should teach your children. Vidorshu, and in the Sefri, they darshan this Pasuk, Elu Tamidecha. Not that you're teaching your sons, but actually you're teaching your students. But students are called sons. So there's a famous question, if we're referring to the Talmidim, why didn't the Torah say Vishinantam LeTalmidecha? Why do we have to say Levanecha, and Talmidim are called Bonim? So the Bonim refers to Talmidim, let the Torah speak directly, and say Vishinantam LeTalmidecha. On this I heard two terutzim, one from a great Rebbe, and one from his great Talmud. The great Rebbe is Rav Yitzchak Huttner Zitzal. He said that the Torah wants to teach you that what is it that a Talmud gets from a Rebbe? Does a Talmud get from a Rebbe a Tzois, a Nesivis, a Rebbe Kiveger, a Rebbe Chaim Brisker, a Rebbe Elvel Brisker? No. If a person thinks that, he doesn't know, in essence, what a Talmud is getting from a Rebbe. A Talmud is getting from a Rebbe nothing less than that which a son receives from a father, and that is life itself. What a Rebbe gives over to a Talmud is life itself. Vishinantam levanecha elu tamidecha. The Talmidim are called sons because they are receiving life itself from the Rebbe. His great Talmud, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zitzal, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore and in Toronto, Canada, he had a different perspective. What Rebbe will be successful in transmitting Torah over to his students, to the next generation? Only a Rebbe who has the same love for his Talmud as a father has to a son. If he has less love than a father to a son, he will not be totally successful in transmitting the Mesorah of Torah to the next generation. Vishinantam levanecha, do you know how you will be able to transmit Torah to your Talmidim? Only if you treat your Talmidim like Bonim, Melame de Talmidim are called Bonim. Based on this introduction of the relationship between a Talmud to a Rebbe, as that of a child to a father, we can now begin to analyze the next Gemara. Begins the Gemara, Kayin Maushi Tamil Khoid Rabbi. Is a Kayin allowed to be Matam himself in the honor of his Rebbe? If his Rebbe was Nifter, can he be Matam himself? Rabbi Yanai Zeira. The Gemara brings a story that discusses this question. Rabbi Yanai Zeira. Rabbi Yanai Zeira was a Kayin. If we look in the Rosh Cirillo, in the first words of the left-hand column at the bottom, he writes, Koyin Hoya. Rav Yanai Zeira was a Koyin. Damach Chamoi, his father-in-law, passed away. He died. Hu Hava Chamoi, his father-in-law was both his father-in-law, Vehu Hoya Rebbe. He was also his Rebbe. So Shol Rabbi Yossi, he asked Rabbi Yossi, and as the Chredim, we'll see it inside, explains that really he had two reasons to honor this person. One, a son-in-law is like a son. So he had like kovet av to his father-in-law, and also he had kovet of his Rebbe. Am I allowed to be matami? He asked Rabbi Yossi. V'asrle, and Rabbi Yossi said it's usr. Shomer Rav Acha. Rav Acha heard that Rabbi Yossi said it's usr. Umar, which means Va'amar, and he said, Yitamuloi Talmidov, that the Talmidim should be Metame to this Rebbe of Rabbi Yanai Zeira. Now here there is a obvious question. We know that once a Talmud Chacham has prohibited something, Ein Chaver Rishoy Lahatir, his friend's not allowed to be Matur this. How could Rav Acha, knowing that Rabbi Yossi had prohibited, how could he then turn around and tell the Talmidim, the Kohanim, that they could be Metamet to their Rebbe? So the Charedim discusses this question. Let us see the Charedim beginning from the end of the second short line on top. Hu have chamoi, v'hu have a Rebbe, v'chayiv adam v'chvayit chamov. The Chosnei Kibbenoi, Kedekos Rashi Perek Baba Madlikin. Rashi Perek in Baba Madlikin in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis tells us that a son-in-law is like a son. So therefore, a son-in-law has a chiv of giving kavod to his father-in-law as if it would be his father. So Shol Rabbi Yosef Asulei, Mishum Chamav Asur Bevadai. So the Charedim learns that there was no question in Rabbi Yosef's mind that even though a person has to treat his father-in-law like a father, but it's not really like a son to a father. And therefore, although a son who's a Kohen can be metame to his father, a son-in-law who's a Kohen cannot be metame to his father-in-law. However, what Rabbi Yossi had was a suffix concerning the fact that his father-in-law was also his Rebbe. Umishum raboi besuffik. On that, Rabbi Yossi had a suffix. The afal gav, the tumma al mishachayv mitzvah seishol taira, usveka derais l'chumra. The Charedim's asking a question here. If he had a suffix, so why wasn't he machmer? We always go sveka derais l'chumra, so why wasn't he machmer to be metame to his father-in-law, who was his Rebbe? Usveka derais l'chumra, mikomakim kivin di leka mitzvah ika iser taira. Here, on the one hand, if you're allowed to be metameh, then there's a chiyuv to be metameh. But if you're not chayiv to be metameh, if there's no mitzvah, then in fact there's an iser of the Torah to be metameh. So there's a suffix one way to be metameh, there's a suffix the other way not to be metameh. And on that we say, Shevi al tasa shiny. That's why Rabbi Yossi, even though he had a suffix, told his talmidim not to be metameh to Rav Yanai Zeira's father-in-law, because it was a suffix, and suffix Shevi Al Taseh don't do. Further on in the Charedim, approximately two-thirds of the way down in the Charedim, in the short lines, Oz Shama Rav Acha, Sha'as Rav Yoisa, Hoira Aloch L'maisa, Diyitama Lai Talmidim. They should be Matama, even the Kohanim. Ask the Charedim the question we asked before. V'yafagav the Kaimelon Chacham Sha'aser Ein Chaver Rishoy Lahatir Shani Hacha the Yada Rav Acha the Rabbi Yosi Le'aser Ela Mishum the Mesafkele Kedefrishes. The only reason Rabbi Yosi asked was because of a suffix. Rav Acha Pshitele. Rav Acha didn't have a suffix. When is it prohibited to be matter something which your friend asserd? That's if your friend asserd as a vadai. But here Rabbi Yosi only asserd from a suffix. Shavi Al Tasei. Rav Acha didn't have a suffix. He held for sure that a Talmud to a Rebbe, even if the Talmud's a Kohen, he's allowed to be Metamed. Why? The mitzvahs say she Talmud chayev l'tamed l'rabbi muvik, and the Haredim throws in that the whole Shiloh over here was, in fact, by a Rabbi Muvik, which means he learned roiv of his chachma from this Rebbe. Since the chiyev for a Talmud to be Metamed to his Rebbe Muvik, ula aveda Talmud kebenhu, the relationship is one of a Talmud to, is that of a son. Kiddich siv, the pasuk we brought in the Hagdama, vishinamtam levanecha v'dorshu to sefri darshans elu talmidecha. So therefore, Rav Acha said, there's no question that a Talmud, who's a Kohen, should be metameh to his rabbi muvik, because he is mamish like a son. A son-in-law to a father-in-law, not. But a Rebbe is mamish, a Rebbe-Talmud relationship is mamish that of a father to a son. Ula Rav Acha, Chayiv nami atalmid baninis shehi min atayra shloi lechol baser v'loi lishtas yayin ad sheikov rabbi. And now the Haredim tells us something which will be negated to the next piece of Gemara that we're going to learn, that if we're going to say that the talmidim kohanim should be metamid to their rebbe, then it also means they're like a son, and just like a son goes through an aninis period where he's not allowed to eat meat and drink wine, the talmid to his rebbe, if he's being metamid to his rebbe when he's a kohen, then likewise that means that they are a velim like sons, and therefore they're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine until the kvura. Now, the Gemara will tell us a story of what happened to Rabbi Yossi himself. Rabbi Yossi, who had this suffix, whether a Talmud who's a kohen should be metamed to his Rabbi Muvik or not, what happened when he was nifter, that's the next piece of Gemara. Relates the Gemara the story, what happened by Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, nitmuloi talmidim, when Rabbi Yossi was nifter, his talmidim apparently didn't listen to their Rebbe suffik, and they were metamed themselves, even to the kohanim, to their Rebbe. V'achlu basar v'shasu yayin. At the same time, they ate meat and drank wine before the kavura. Amrlin Rabbanis said to the Talmidim of Rabbi Yossi, Chadim and Tarti Loipal Ladita, you didn't escape one of the two, you did something wrong, Luchain to you. Im Avelim Atem, if you're in a state of Avelis, so that means you have to go through the Aninis period. And if so, Lama Chaltim Basav, Lama Shazisim Yayin. And that's why we're bringing in this whole Sugya here, as we mentioned in the beginning, because of the Isra Achilas Basar and Shisias Yayin for the Onen, which we learned on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. But that was the question that Rav Manna asked them. How could you consider yourselves Avelim and be allowed to be Metameh, even a Kohen, to your Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi? Then why didn't you consider yourself Aninim not to eat meat and drink wine? We saw that you ate meat and drank wine before the kvura. Vim ein atem is ablim, lama nitmesem. And why were you metame yourselves if you're not avelim? Why did you allow yourselves as kohanim to metame yourselves to your Rebbe if you are not going through the aninus period and you're not real avelim? Then you have no heter to be metame yourself. Memanavshach, as the Pnei Moshe tells us, in Divrei HaMaskil Chodeh, the middle of the left-hand column, Echad Mishnei Dvorim, Lo Nitzalta Mimenu. One of two things you didn't escape. You did something wrong here. The Meman of Shach, Shaloi Kedin Asisim. It comes out that something you did wrong. Im Atem Achzikim Asuchem Ko Oinanim Nei Kovid Rabchem. If you're considering yourself like Oinanim for the honor of your Rebbe, and that's why you were metame yourself to him, even though you're kahanim. Mivnei ma'achal to bas shisam yayim. Why did you eat meat and drink wine? V'im ein atem kikrei v'mamish liyus lechem din oininim mivnei manit mesem. And if you are not like kroivim, that you should have a din of oininim. So why, in fact, did the kahanim? Why were they metame themselves? They have no right to be metame themselves. There's no relationship of a son to a father here. So Mamana Shafi, you did something wrong. So Rav Manna, it comes out, didn't paskin what the right thing was to do was. He was just saying that you acted in a contradictory fashion and something you did wrong. How do we pass an halacha l'maisa? So the Haredim, in the middle of the short lines of the Haredim, brings down lekach kosev Rambam Ramban varosh the boya the Rebbe loy ifshita. This question whether you can be metamed to your Rebbe has not become resolved. Hilkach lo yitame, not knowing what the resolution to this question is, A kohen should not be matam himself to his rabbi. V'chein das kol ha'poskim. The af al gav derav acha pshita lei, even though Rav Acha was parshut, that he has a din of a son like to a father, and therefore he should be matame. Ein dover shel echav makam shnayim. Rav Acha is standing in the way of Rav Yosi, who had a suffix, as the Haredim learned, and also Rav Mana. Rav Mana pointed out the contradictory behavior of the Talmidim of Rav Yosi, but Rav Mana did not paskin one way or the other, because Rav Mana had a suffix, as did Rav Yosi. And therefore, it comes out that against Rav Acha, there were two opinions that held that this is a sveika. And since there are two who held it a suffix, we also consider it a suffix that was not resolved. And because it was not resolved, one should not be metame, if one is a kohen, to his rebbe, even if it's a rebbe movik. On the other hand, it would come out that a Talmud should be machmer, on the other hand, to not drink wine or eat meat, because perhaps he is like a son to his father, to his rebbe, and therefore he's like an oinin. The only matter which tzorech ian, does that mean also, according to this, that he should be usher to do any mitzvahs like an oinein is usher until the kvura, from the time of misa until the kvura, would a Talmud misafik be prohibited to do all mitzvahs as an oinein is usher to do mitzvahs, tzarech iyan? Continues the Gemara, mahu sheyitame koyin l'chvoid Torah. That's the girsa that we have in our Yerushalmi. Is a koyin allowed to be metame for the honor of Torah? The Shinin Nischois in Ois Vov brings down that others have the Girsa L'Talmud Torah. What's interesting here is that the Pnei Moshe has the Girsa Kavet Torah, and he interprets it for Talmud Torah. The Haredim has the Girsa Talmud Torah, as is pointed out, that's the Girsa in Mesech the Nazir. And yet the Haredim interprets Talmud Torah to mean Kavet Torah. We will go with the Mahalach throughout the next sugya of the Pnei Moshe and the Marav Fulda and all the other Achronim against the Haredim, because the Haredim here is a Das Yochid. We'll mention his Pshat at the outset, but we'll go through the sugya in the Derech of the Pnei Moshe and the other Achronim. So the Pnei Moshe says, Mao Sheyitam Mekoyim L'Chvoid Atar. Let's see the Pnei Moshe inside. Two-thirds of the way down in the left-hand column, L'chvoy Taira, L'lmoy Taira, is a kohen allowed to be metam himself, imhoylech L'lmoy Taira, if he's going to learn Taira, v'tzorech laver b'mokum tumah, and he has to pass through a place where there's tumah, v'ein shom derech acher, there's no other route to go, u'benazir goris behedji l'tam Taira. So the Marav Fulda says, in Nazir, in the Yerushalmi, Perek Zayin, Halach Aleph, there, the Girsa Beferish is, on this question, can a kohen be metame for Talmud Torah? He's going to learn Torah. However, the Haredim, in the first wide line, says he has the Girsa L'Talmud Torah, Hachi Yassin L'Abednazer, Per Kohen Gadol, B'Yushami, V'Talmud Torah Kori Talmud Chacham She'enai Rabbi. So the Haredim learns that Talmud Torah really means Kavod HaTorah. It means, is a kohen, the last Gemara was a Charlotte, as the Haredim learned, can a kohen be metame for his Rebbe Muvuk? And now the Gemara is asking, can he be metame for any Talmud Chacham, even if it's not his Rebbe? And because of this, the Haredim brings a proof to what he said before, that when Rabbi Yosi had paskened that it was usur for the Talmidim who were kohanim to be metami to their Rebbe, he didn't do it because he was certain that that's the psak. It was only a suffix. Says the Haredim, I'll bring you a proof, because our Gemara has a suffix, whether, according to the Haredim's understanding, whether you can be metame to any Talmud Chacham, even if he's not your Rebbe. And it seems that the Gemara doesn't really resolve that question. And if that is a suffix, so then certainly, by Rabbi Muvik, when Rabbi Yossi said it's also be metame, it must have been Shevi Altasi. He did it because he was in doubt, but not because he knew Vaday that it's also. How could Rabbi Muvik be also to metame, and yet the Gemara has a suffix by a plain Talmud Chacham, whether you can be metame? So that's the Haredim's proof that Rabbi Yossi was only doing it machmas Suffolk. The Gemara now brings three stories that discuss this question. Rabbi Yossi, Havi Yosef Masni, Rabbi Yossi was sitting and teaching his Talmidim Va'ol Mesa, and a mace was brought into the Beis HaMedrash, and they were going to conduct a hespit on this mace. They were Kohanim Talmidim there who went out of the Beis HaMedrash. Tuma came into the Beis HaMedrash. They stopped learning. Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything to them. Umandi Yosef Lei, those who remained and were still learning and didn't let the Tumah disrupt their learning, he didn't say anything to them either because he had a suffix. Let us see the Pnei Moshe. Have a Yosef Umasni, Venichnes Tumas Ames Lashom, Umishi Yotzim Shom Nea Tumma Larmalay Klum, Vache Misha Yosef Shom Loy Micha Biyad, Mishum, the Mesafkale, Immutterly Tamais Bishvil Lil Moy Tyra. We're learning the Pnei Moshe Shad in the Sugya that the question is, are you allowed to be Matame in order to learn? We're not discussing here whether you can be Matame, as the Haredim says, for a Talmud Chacham who's not your Rebbe. We're discussing what trumps what. Does Tumma trump Talmud Torah, or does Talmud Torah trump Tumma? And that was the suffix of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore he didn't tell anybody that they were doing something wrong. He didn't know himself what to paskin in this situation. Rav Nechumya Beredu Rav Chibar Ava Omar, he said, Abba, my father, lo hava over tchois kafsa de kisrin. He never went under the archway of Caesarea, learns the Pnei Moshe, four lines from the bottom left-hand column, Shahoisa Kipa Zu, this archway was oil ala tumma. They knew that there was a mace buried there, and it was an oil over the tumma. V'loy over derech sham, he didn't pass that way, v'afal pishalach l'matar, even though by going through there he was going to learn Torah. But he held that the tumma trumps the Talmud Torah. One has to stop from learning if there's going to be tumma of a koyin. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ami, and the Shini Nischois adds the words, Have Avar. He held that you're allowed to go there, and he went under the archway when he went to the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara brings a final story in this inyan, Rav Chizkiya and Rav Koyin, or as the Shini Nischois has in Ois Lamed, V'Rab Yoisi HaKoyin, V'Rab Yaakov Baracha, these three Talmid HaChachamim, Have Metailin, they were strolling along in these plazas of Tzipori. And of course, they were learning. Higiu Lekipa, they came to an archway, and there was a mace under the archway buried. Upirish Rav Koyin, or the Sheni Nischoyos Girsa Rav Yossi HaKoyin, he separated himself because he didn't want to become Tomei. And finally, he joined them. Higiu l'makom tahara v'chazaretzlein. When he was able to rejoin them in a place of tahara, he rejoined them. Amar loy, he said to them, "B'ma askin, what sugyu were you isakin?" It's also for a Talmud Chacham to go four amos without talking and learning. So he was certain that his two colleagues, Rav Chizkiya and Rav Yaakov Baracha, were discussing a sugya, and he wanted to catch up on what they had been discussing. As we turn to Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Amar Rav Chizkiya Rav Yaakov Baracha. So Rav Chizkiya said to Rav Yaakov Baracha, "Loi tamer leklum, don't tell him what we were discussing." And now the Gemara says we have a suffix why he said that. In Mishum, was it because the boyish, because Rav Chizkiya was upset, lay against Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, the Parish, that he had separated himself from the group, Shemetama L'tamatara, because Rav Chizkiya Paskin, that one is a Koyin, is allowed to become Tomei for Talmud Torah. As the Pnei Moshe is learning this entire sugya in order to learn Torah. Why did you separate yourself? You did something wrong. We're not going to go over to sugya because you did something wrong. Lo yadin, we don't know if that's the reason. The in mishum, or maybe for a different reason. Maybe they agreed with him that he shouldn't be matam himself for Talmud Torah. But David Tyson, they were engrossed in a lengthy sugya. And now they didn't want to rehash everything they had gone through while Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin had not been with them. And that's the reason why they didn't want to go back to the beginning of the sugya. Lo yadu, we don't know what the reason is, but it comes out from these various stories here in the Gemara that we see the Gemara doesn't resolve this question. They go one side, the other side, perhaps you are not allowed to be matame for learning Torah. Perhaps you are allowed to be matame for learning Torah. The Gemara remains with a suffix. And again, the Charedim learns the whole sugya, not speaking about Talmud Torah, but rather Kavadat Torah, although the Charedim, ironically, had the girsa here of Talmud Torah, but he interprets it to mean, can one be matame for a Talmud Chacham, not his Rebbe? And according to the Charedim as well, that remains, that question remains Bitzorachi, and it's a suffix whether a Kohen can be matame for a Talmud Chacham, or, as we saw in the previous piece of Gemara, for a Rabbi Muvik as well. We should point out at the end of the sugya that the Achronim bring a proof from a Bavli in Avodah Zarah, Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, that it comes out from the Maskan of the sugya that a Kohen Midaraisa is not allowed to become Tame for the purpose of learning Torah. And these Achronim understand our Gemara to be discussing where it's only a Tumah D'Rabbanan, for example, someone to go to Chutz L'Aretz, where Chazal made Tumah on Gush, on the ground of the Chutz L'Aretz, that it should have a din mid-Rabbanan of being Tameh. And they understand the whole sugya here was discussing various Tumas D'Rabbanan. However, the Ramban and the Ritva understand that the Yerushalmi, in fact, is disagreeing with the Bavli there in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel, and according to one tzad of the Yerushalmi, a Kohen would be able to become even Midaraisa Tomei for the purpose of Limud HaTorah. Continues the Gemara, Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Metame Kohen v'yoytze chutzal la'aretz, that a Kohen is allowed to be Metame and go chutzal la'aretz. Our Gemara is going to tell us now a brisa which delineates many instances where a Kohen is allowed to be metame himself with the tumah of Eretz Amim. Let us see the Charedim who discusses this tumah in Divrei Amasal, metame Kohen v'yoytze l'chutzal la'aretz, approximately 10 lines from the top of the Amid on the left-hand margin. Metame Kohen v'yoytze l'chutzal la'aretz, repair kama d'shamas, Omar Bibavali on Dafidalar Amid Beis, the Gozru Chachamim Tum al Kol Chutz La'aretz, Shehi Eretz Amim. That the Eretz Amim, the Chachamim made a gzera on it. Why? Mishum Safik Kforesh Shalahen. Because wherever you go in Chutz La'aretz, it's possibly you are coming in contact with a mace. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to mark the Kforim, and a person would be able to be careful not to come in contact with Mesim. In Chutz La'aretz, the Goyim did not do this. Shadark and Likbar B'chol Mokim, their derech is to bury a mace anywhere. V'kivrei Goyim etamen b'mago b'masa, uba'oyel l'rabon. A kever of a Goy is metame a Koyin, or any other Jew, but a Koyin is not allowed to become tome. It's metame b'maga, touching the mace, even though it's a Goy, and also by carrying, by masa, and according to the sheet of the Chachamim, as we find in Masechet Olos and the Gemara in Bavli, Yevamos Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, the Rabbanan hold that oil, being in the same tent with a mace who is a goy, is also metame. Ulu Reb Shimon, nami domer e metame. Even according to Reb Shimon, who's of the opinion that kivri akama not metame for oil, he darshens the pasuk, Adam ki yomus ba'oyel, atem kriyum adam ve'ein umus oilem kriyum adam. Whatever the pshat in that chazal is, one can look in the Tveres Yisrael, in the third parak of Avos, who has a lengthy explanation of this maimer chazal. But the fact is that Reb Shimon says that a kever of a goy doesn't go into tumas oil because the pasuk says, Adam ki yomus ba'oyel. And a goy is not considered halachically, as the Tveres Yisrael explains there in Avos, as an Adam. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, he is not metame bo'oyel. The Rabbanan disagree. But everyone, even Reb Shimon, is of the opinion that, as the Charedim continues, bo'oyel kamar, aval metamen b'mago, there is a tumas mago. V'ashmin and hashta, the Lidvar mitzvah like Azru, our Gemara is going to tell us that if the Kohen is leaving to Chutz La'aretz, which has on it a Tumah D'Rabbanan, and normally he would be Osur Mid Rabbanan to be metame himself to the ground the gush of Chutz La'aretz, but if it's going out of Eretz Yisrael to do a Dvar Mitzvah, it is permitted. What are these Dvar Mitzvahs? Continues the Braisa. He can go out L'dinei Mominus, which means if he's a judge, a dayan, he's allowed to adjudicate money matters, or L'dinei Nefashis, if he's sitting on a Bezdin that's paskening on something that's Negea, taking someone's life. He's also, that's a mitzvah to sit on a bezdin, and therefore he would be allowed, if that bezdin is convening in Chutz La'aretz, he would be allowed to go into Chutz La'aretz. Ula Kiddush HaChodesh, and when bezdin would accept the testimony of Edim who saw when the new moon was first seen, and they would interrogate the witnesses, make sure that they're telling the truth, and based on the testimony of the Edim, the previous month would either be a chaser, it would only be 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh would be on the 30th, or the previous month would be 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh would be on the 31st day. So if the Kohen is sitting on a Bezdin, which for whatever reason was convening in Chutz La'aretz, he would be allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, even though he would become Tomei, because there is a Tumah of the Rabbanan on Eretz Amen. And Uli Ibr Shana, he's allowed to go out if he's sitting on a bezdin that makes an Adur Sheni seven times in 19 years, based on various factors. The bezdin would decide that it is necessary in order for the Levana, which has only 354 days, to keep up in the seasons with the Yemai Sechama, which is 365 days, it was necessary seven times in 19 years to have a added month, Adar Sheni. And normally this is only done in Eretz Yisrael. However, if there was a Sakana and it had to be done in Chutz La'aretz, or if the person doing the Ibur Hashanah was the greatest of his time, the greatest gadol of his time, that would be another reason why one could do it in Chutz La'aretz. But if, whatever reason it is, the Bezdin was convening in Chutz La'aretz and the Kohen was on the Bezdin, he would be allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz in order to be part of the Bezdin that is deciding on the leap year. He could also go, continues the Braisa, L'hatzel Sodom and Agoy, to save his Sada from a goy, as the Haredim explains in Divrei HaMaskil, Hatzel Sodom and a goy, in goy ona sada ba'or Eretz Yisrael. If a goy has appropriated his land of the Jew in Eretz Yisrael, he's taken it over by force. Shori koyin latzis chutz la'aretz, ladin bar choy shel goyim lahatzel miyari. The koyin can go outside in chutz la'aretz, and he can appear in front of the batei din, the courts of the goyim, in order to get back his property. Kidei lemayit oisam Eretz Yisrael, so that there will be less Gentiles in Eretz Yisrael, so explains the Nemuki Yosef, as the Haredim brings down. So this is another reason. And the Braisa continues, v'afil liter yaitzei v'oirola, and even liter means shmira, to protect his property, that it should not fall into the hands of goyim. He's allowed to go into Chutz La'aretz, and he can defend his rights, and he has permission to do that. The Braisa concludes with two other mitzvahs for which the kohen can go into Chutz La'aretz and become tamei: lilmoy taira, in order to learn taira; v'lisa isha, and in order to get married. And the Pnei Moshe at the beginning of this Braisa, in the right-hand column, beginning with the second narrow line, says, "V'yoytzi chutz la'aretz dafke tumas eretz ha'amen shehima divreim hutru loy le'elu advarim." The only time the Rabbanan permitted a koyin to be metamei himself was only to chutz la'aretz, which the tumah is only mid Rabbanan. But if it would be a tumah deraisa, then the koyin would not be allowed to do it, even though he's going to do a mitzvah. If it's only a tumah derabbanan, for these mitzvahs he's allowed to. The Haredim, in the first wide line in the left-hand column, tells us at the end of the line, Ve'eretz ha'amim mitamim mit rabbanan kebeis ha'pras. Just like we know that there's a tumah of beis ha'pras, which is only a tumah mit rabbanan, so too there's another tumah which is mit rabbanan, and that is tumas eretz So for these mitzvahs, it is permitted. The charedim, four lines before it becomes medium, in other words, the last four narrow lines, he brings down the kaswa taisusham in avodah zara lulmai tarva lisa isha dafke shadai to lachser leretz yisrael. It's only he goes out to learn Torah to marry a woman that he plans to come back to Eretz Yisrael. The ilu ain daiter lachser. If he doesn't want to come back, he wants to marry the woman or go learn Torah and never come back. I'm reading b'ksubis. The Bavli b'ksubis of Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph tells us al koyin she yotzev anasa isha umes a koyin who went out to marry a woman and he died. Baruch hamakom shehargoi. That koyin who didn't want to come back to Eretz Yisrael blesses Hashem who killed him. He also brings down the charedim, the shiltis. The Tosfos brings the Shiltis, the Nakat Hani Mitzvahs, the Kili. All the mitzvahs that were listed here, going out to adjudicate the Nimominus, the Nefashis, etc., those are considered lightweight mitzvahs. And certainly, says the Shiltis, if he has very Choshev mitzvahs, for sure he's allowed to go out to Eretz Amim. The Shari Koin Lots is the Chutzarts, Amenas Lachsamiyad. Again, with the condition that he has to come back immediately, and then since the Tumah here is only Midrabbanan, for the light mitzvahs they permitted it, and certainly for heavy mitzvahs, for very important and chashivim mitzvahs, certainly he's allowed to be metamen himself by going out to Chutzal La'aretz. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and the Shinin Nischos has the Girsa, when is he allowed to go into Chutz La'aretz? That's only if he has nowhere else to learn in Eretz Yisrael. But if he has another place where he could learn in Eretz Yisrael, then he's not even allowed to be metame to this Tumas Rabbanan of Eretz Amim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, affiliation me'echon, again, will be Gars me'echon. Even if he does have mehechon lumatara yatame, he should be metame. Shaloi mikol adam zecha lumat. A person can't learn from every teacher. A certain teacher he likes and he learns from him, and another teacher he does not appreciate him, and he's not able to learn from him. Therefore, if he has a rebbe who he feels he can learn from him, then even if he has another rebbe not as good, he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz and be metame in order to learn from that Rebbe. Amru Olav al Yosef HaKoyin. They said concerning Yosef HaKoyin, Shehoya metame v'yotze achar rabbi l'tzidon. He was metame himself and he went after his Rebbe to Tzidon. And the Charedim brings down that Rashi explains in Masechta Avodah Zarah that Tzidon was considered Chutz La'aretz. And as we mentioned before, Eretz Amim is Metamim Midrabbanan Kibes HaPras, and the Bavli is Messiahim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you can be Metamim in order to learn Torah. I had a Ha'ara, which is that on Amid Aleph, we learned that, according to the Girsa that the Shinui Nischos brought down, that Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen was walking with Rav Chesky and Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. This is at the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. And they came to a kippah. They came to an archway in Sipori, and they knew that there was a mace buried under the archway. So Rav Yossi HaKoyen, he separated himself from the other two, and then he rejoined them when it was outside of the archway. And the Gemara says he asked them to tell him what they had been learning, and they refused. The Gemara didn't know why they refused, but we see from that Gemara, as we learned, this whole discussion on Amud Aleph, whether you're allowed to be metame for learning Torah, is only by a Tumah d'Rabbanan and not by a Tumah d'Oraisa, at least according to many opinions. So it comes out that on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen was not metame himself in order to learn Torah. And here on Amud Beis, we're saying that that Yosef HaKoyen was metame himself for a Tumah d'Rabbanan, Eretz Amim, to go out in order to learn Torah from his Rebbe. So on Amud Aleph, it appears that Rabbi Yosef HaKoyen felt that the Isser Tumah is more important than learning Torah. And here on Amud Beis, he felt that learning Torah is more important than being metame himself to a Tumah d'Rabbanan. It seems to be a stira. I didn't see anyone who asked this Ha'ara, and I would want to suggest perhaps two answers, and if anyone has another or better answer, please contact me at grossman@ou.org. The two answers that I thought possibly is that on Ahmed Aleph, it's Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, and here it's Yosef HaKoyin. Maybe, in fact, they were two different people. Although we notice that in the Haredim, he refers to him as Rabbi Yossi. So perhaps it was the same person. Another approach might be that on Ahmed Aleph, he was learning Torah from his Chaverim. Maybe that is not as important as the Isser of being Metame, even to a Tumah D'Rabbanan. However, here on Ahmed Beis, he went after his Rabbi to learn Torah from his Rebbe, which is perhaps his Iker Torah, so that is more important than the Isser Tumah. Perhaps there is that distinction. But again, if anyone else has a teretz, please contact me at grossman@ou.org. Continues the Gemara. Avol Amru, they said, Al Yetze Koyin L'chutz L'Arts, El Im Kain If Tichel La'isha. A Koyin should not go out to Eretz Ha'amim, from Eretz Yisrael, unless they guaranteed him a wife, says the Haredim, in the second wide line in the middle, Avol Amru Kloimer. Here's the Haredim calling him Rabbi Yossi. This was Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, even though concerning learning Torah, they were makel that he can go into Chutz Loretz to learn Torah, like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. But the Gabe Lisa Isha, concerning marrying a woman, Laikilu Latzis Ala Safik. They were not makel, they were not lenient that he should go out just for a possible shidduch. Shema lo yitna lo yisha, maybe he won't be given a wife. Ella dafke, kev sheheftichu lo biksav, oy al yedei shliach, if they wrote him a note, or they sent a messenger. Bo, come, vetisa es plonis, and marry, she's ready to marry you, this girl. Oz, shori, then it's permitted. He has to know for sure that they are going to make a shidduch with him. If there's any suffix, the Gemara is saying he's not allowed to go into Chutz La'aretz and be Metame himself. Continues the Gemara with another question. Ma'u she'itame koin l'nesiyas kapayim. As the Pnei Moshe tells us, im yesh tum v'beis ha'knesses im mutter lishoy shom b'shul lisas kapov. Somebody, let's say Chas Shalom, was nifter in a shul. Can the koin remain there for nesiyas kapayim? Or should he immediately run out of the shul? That is the Gemara's question. So the Gemara brings a story. Magbila, the Pnei Moshe says that this is Shem Chacham, the name of a Chacham, Achvid Rab Abba Bar Koyin. He was the brother of Rab Abba Bar Koyin. Omar Kumi Rab Yossi, he said in front of Rab Yossi, B'Shem Rab Acha, the name of Rab Acha, that the Psak Halacha on this Shaila is Metam Mekoyin Nesiyas Kapayim. Yes, a Koyin could be Metam himself for Nesiyas Kapayim. Shomer Rav Acha. Rav Acha heard what Magbila had said over in his name, Umar, which means V'Omar, and he said, Anoloy Omar Leiklum. I never told him that a Kohen is allowed to be Matam himself for Nesiyas Kapayim. Chazer V'Omar, and then Rav Acha turned around and said, oh, I think I know where his mistake came from. Oidilma maybe, Loishama Mini, Ella. Kai demar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Lezer. You know what he heard from me? He only heard from me the following statement from Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, the name of Rabbi Lezer, who said that kol koyin shu'ayim b'beis haknesses v'ein anoyses kapov over basay. Any koyin who's in a shul and does not go up to duchen is over in asay. What is the asay? As the Pnei Moshe brings down, the asay is the pasuk Daber el Aron v'el Bonav Lamer Koy Sivorchus Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem Yivrech Hashem, etc. So there's a mitzvah asay of Koy Sivorchu that a koyin has a chiyuv to bench a member of Klal Yisrael. Now the Rush points out in Megillah that this is only if he is present in the shul when the chazan or the rov calls out koyhanim and calls all the koyhanim to come up to duchen. If he's there, then there is a chiyuv for him to go up, and if he doesn't go up, he's over on an asay. If he's outside of the shul, for example, there's no chiyuv for him to walk into the shul to duchen. Or if he's already duchened Taisus in Rosh Hashanah Davchav Chesam at Beis tells us that once a Kohen has duchened one time that day, there is also no chiyuv for him to duchen again. And if he doesn't duchen in that situation, he's not oivrin in asay. So based on this, we have a little problem with what Rav Acha is now going to say. Rav Acha is trying to understand the mistake that Magbilo made. So he said, since he heard from me that you're oivrin in asay if you do not duchen. So he thought to himself, v'sover meimar, he thought to say, shemitzis asay, doichel mitzis lois asay. We know that there's a rule b'chol ha-tarikul that asay doichel lois asay. So the mitzvah of kosev orcha would be doichel the lois asay of toma. But ano loy amrit leklum, I didn't tell him at all. He made that deduction by himself after he heard that there's a mitzvah asay. And really, it's the wrong thing. As the Charedim tells us, in Divri HaMaskla, no la'am ritle klom, mishum de betumas koinam ekonami asay, that in the law of a koin being metama is also coupled with an asay, dechsev kedoshim yiyu lelekeim, they should be kadosh to their Hashem, they should not become tome. The ein asay, doich loisev asay, as we have in Bav Metzia, the Flamed Amid Aleph, an asay is not doichel loisa and an asay. So therefore, yes, there is an asay of kosev orcha, but Tumah has a loisa asay of not becoming tome and an asay of kedoshim, and therefore ein asay doichel loisa of asay. Therefore, I sinu sune, bring him here, v'ano al kone, and I'm going to give him some pech. I'm going to slap him for the fact that he said something wrong in my name, as we see in the Pnei Moshe, in Divrei HaMaskil Chazar, in the middle of the right-hand column, Rav Acha thought about it, V'omar, Oidilma, maybe, Shezeg Gormloi Litois, Ulohoid Sheker B'Shmi. You know why he said something false in my name? He made a mistake. Shalai Shama Mimani, Ella Kahai, the Omer of Yudah Ben Pazi, Shamarti Bishmoi, Kol Koin Shein, a nice cup of Oiver Basay, the Kaisav Orku. He's over that essay. Voyasavr Magbila, he thought, Meymar, to say, Shemitzah Say, the Nasi's Kapayim, Doichlamit Slois Asay, the Tuma, Bavano Loy Omer Leba Hedja, Kane, the Tos Gedoilahi. So if you say, bring him to me, Vano Malkile, I'll give him Malkish, Amr Bishmi, Dover Shloyamarti, but my Adam, he said over, a person has to be careful when he says something over from an Adam Gadol, that the Adam Gadol in fact said it, and therefore he was ready to give him Malkis, because he had said something erroneous over in his name. Now the problem in this sugya is that, as we mentioned, the Chiyuv is only if the Kayin is in the Shul. And here it was speaking about that the Kohen was outside the shul, and therefore if he's outside the shul, he has no chiyuv to go inside the shul, as we mentioned before. So there's no mitzvah say here at all that should be doichet aloy sase. So what was the havamin of Magbila that we would say, I say doichet aloy sase? And on this, the Achronim give two terutzim. One terutz is that perhaps it's not only a chiyuv asay that's doichel oisa, but even if a person is mekayim a mitzvah, that's also doichel oisa. So einach nami, there would be no chiyuv for the kohen to go into the Beis HaKnesses, but if he goes into the Beis HaKnesses and he duchens, he's mekayim a mitzvah. A kiyum, fulfilling a mitzvah, even without a chiyuv, without an obligation, is also doichel oisa said. That's what Magbila thought. And the second shot could be that he was called in by the shul, come in and duchen for us. And once he's called in, then it already becomes a chiv midarais, even if he's standing outside the shul. And that's why Magbila thought, we would say, asay dech loisa. And Rav Acha told him, no, it's a loisa v'asay of tuma and ein asay. We should conclude by saying that perhaps this question is not so difficult according to the Pnei Moshe, because we learned the Pnei Moshe inside in Divrei HaMaskil Nesi'as Kapayim, who stated, Im yesh tumah bebeis haKnesses, im mutar lishoyis sham bishvil lisa es kapov. That according to the Pnei Moshe, the whole discussion of our sugi is not that the Kohen is going to go into the Beis HaKnesses where there's a mace, but the Kohen was already in the Beis HaKnesses and someone was nifter. Is he allowed to stay in the Beis HaKnesses and duchen, or should he run out because there's a mace? So Magbila thought in that situation where he's in the shul already, so it's not that he's outside of the shul and there's no chiv. There is a chiv if he's in the shul. And in that situation, where the two conflict, Magbila thought, according to the Pnei Moshe, that we would say, Asei Doich Leisis, it's a chiyah for him to duchen, versus the Isser Tumah of remaining there with the mace. And he made a mistake, because by Tumah, there's a Leisis of Asei. But the question that the Achronim ask, how could he have thought, Asei Doich Leisis, when he's outside the basic Knesset, according to the Pnei Moshe, the whole sugi you're speaking about where he is in the basic Knesset, and that's what Rav Ach in fact said, Kol Koyin Shehu Oimed B'Beisa Knesset V'Ein Anoises Kap of Oiver Basei. And that's why Magbila thought that if you're in the shul and the mace was nifter in the shul while you're there, then we should say Asei Doich Leisis, and Rav Ach told him why he was wrong.